This segment sponsored by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. 2260 Oakmont Way, Eugene.
What up, yo? Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time for a Wednesday. That means it is time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. There is also an option for pending. I'm Alex. Crunch Exchange, sponsored by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. I'm good at talking and stuff. Office is located at 2260 Oakmont Way in Eugene. Phone number is 541-484-2444. Well, you just talked about it a whole bunch. United States Olympic hockey is finished for the men. Shootout loss to the Czech Republic means they miss out on the medal round, which is far from a new development. Haven't even medaled since winning gold in the famed 80 Olympics when they somehow won. That seems like a lifetime ago because it sort of was, but Gary Bettman has been catching some heat, mostly from the guy who sits next to you, about his policy on letting players in the NHL play in the Olympics. Essentially, he says they can't, so they didn't, and thus the Olympic product is far weaker, and the United States' chances at a medal are probably weaker for it as well. I mean, arguments can be made that other countries getting their NHL stars would be better as well, but kind of beside the point. The prospectus, NHL players should be in the Olympics.
Well, I think you probably know where that's coming. Yeah. By the way, Americans haven't won gold since Lake Placid. They have medaled.
What'd I say?
That they hadn't medaled since.
Okay.
You know, Salt Lake City and Vancouver, they lost the gold medal game.
Accurate.
All right, well.
My statement was inaccurate.
I just wanted because sometimes when you guys say something wrong, guess who gets texted and yelled at?
Yeah, right, okay.
All right, that's the easiest buy ever. It would have made this thing scintillating.
John Gruden digging in as Raiders' new/old head coach, and he expounded this week on what he plans to do with Marshawn Lynch in his offense should he decide to return to play for him. Among other things, he said that if Lynch does decide to play for him next year, he doesn't want part-time Lynch, he needs full-time Lynch, and that he doesn't just need another back, he needs a feature back out of him. Lost towards the end of the Raiders season last year because they lost four straight games to end it was the fact that Marshawn ran his tail off, had 200-yard games, finished with nearly 1,000 yards on the year. We all sort of thought it was a joke because it kind of started out that way, but he closed very well last season. But the prospectus, you buy or sell that Marshawn Lynch as a featured back in the town next year.
Well, and by the way, look who he gained the 100 yards against in meaningless games.
Still.
At his age, I do not buy that he is still a feature back, and 1,000 yards ain't quite what it once was. It's 62 yards a game, so I'm selling.
Pretty horrible story out of the Dallas Mavericks today. New Sports Illustrated report details decades of sexual harassment and physical assault by their employees, including former CEO Terdima Usuri. Included are stories of Usuri requesting sex from employees, a Mavs.com beat writer, multiple physical assaults against women, and an HR director who enabled all of it. Mark Cuban has been very outspoken in the past about domestic assault and sexual harassment, but all of this apparently happened under his watch for decades, and he told SI in a separate interview that he's embarrassed and vows to fix the problem, but that the SI report is the first he'd heard of it. So the prospectus, you buy or sell, Cuban didn't know anything about the culture of harassment in his organization.
You know why I hate this so much? Because we always say don't be hypocrites. Just because you're a fan, just because you like somebody,
yeah.
Or worse yet, just don't believe something bad because you dislike somebody. How could this go on for decades with somebody who's viewed as one of the most hands-on owners? Was he the type of guy who was basically hearing things and asking one person, so are we right or are we wrong? There was supposedly that infamous conversation between Mike Garrett and Pete Carroll where they went to their compliance guy, poked the head in, and went like, everything good with Mayo and Reggie? Yeah, and kind of stuck their head in their hand. Give me that perspective once again.
You buy or sell Cuban didn't know anything about the culture of harassment in his organization.
This is one of the most painful things.
It is possible because the HR director did enable all of it, according to the report. And so if he asks his HR director if this stuff is going on, and the HR director says no.
But after the first year, then the seventh year, and the 11th mm-hmm. year, decades. If you hear this, this, and this, isn't it time to say, you know what? I'm not going to ask him. I'm going to ask others. He can't get off the hook here as much as I like Cuban, so I'm going to sell that.
NCAA Court of Appeals, it's not really called that, decided yesterday to deny the appeal of Louisville basketball, which means the school must vacate its 2013 national title and all of their wins from the 2011 through the 2014 seasons. School's president is mad. School itself is mad. The fact remains that someone within the school was assisting players with classes, and that is a violation, which makes them ineligible, which makes the team therefore ineligible, which means their wins are forfeit. So now the banner in the gym comes down for the Natty, and all those wins, including one over Oregon in the Sweet 16 of that title year, are gone. It's the first time a men's hoops title will be vacated ever. So the prospectus, we've seen wins get vacated a lot in the past. Doing so is an effective deterrent for schools who break rules.
Yeah, I guess it's better than penalizing players who were in eighth grade when these violations took place, but it's not a deterrent at all. I'm selling that.
On Monday, baseball, well, Rob Manfred implemented some new rules for spring training and beyond to make the pace of play better and faster. Included in that is a limit on mound visits and a reduction in commercial breaks between innings. Not included is a pitch clock, which Manfred previously said was on the table. He said the agreement included the Players Association, and I think it's safe to assume they did not agree with a pitch clock, which is why it's not happening. But should it? Manfred has the power to just implement rules like this without their permission or any sort of agreement. So should he? Because some will still likely say the pace will need to increase even after this. So the prospectus, Manfred should implement a pitch clock.
The problem is when you force hitters or pitchers to do things that are not in their natural rhythm of the game, I think there's a natural tendency to negatively impact the quality. So I don't think it's going to help. And what's it going to save? 2 minutes a game? 3 minutes a game? I think there's other ways to push the pace, and they don't want to hear about it, but it's about less warm-up pitches, less infield, which throwing a grounder to your shortstop probably ain't going to make him a gold glover in between innings, or cutting out a 30-second commercial between innings. So Manfred should not. I don't think it makes any sense. Sell that.
Selling everything today, baby. Andrew Luck is still a thing, apparently. Hasn't played in an NFL game since week 15 of 2016 when he went for over 300 yards and two scores against Jacksonville. I think I might have just killed Steve.
He's dead.
Yeah. So Luck reportedly has had surgeries, cortisone shots, and more to help fix his throwing shoulder, and nothing has really taken hold. So he missed all of their offseason workouts, their training camp, and eventually all of last season because of it. But he was asked about how he feels right now, said surgery's not an option anymore in his rehab, and then he feels very, very good about where he's at, and then he feels optimistic about this offseason and where the team is going. He did not say if he thinks he'll play this year. So the prospectus, Andrew Luck plays this year.
Yeesh. What? So this means he's got to throw, he has got to post a statistic.
He's got to play.
So next year, when we look back.
Can't just come in and take a knee, yeah.
When we go to profootballreference.com, it has to, under G for games, have at least a one in there.
Accurate.
All right, I'm going to buy that. I actually think he's going to get on the field. All righty, that wraps it for another chock full of fun edition of the Crunch Exchange, where I almost ran the table with sales. But anyway.
I almost feel like you bought that last one just to buy something. He's like, I got all this money I'm not spending.
Nah. If I don't have to, I won't.